The little-known story of the fight for the allegiance of Latin America during World War II, The Tango War, by award-winning journalist Mary Jo McConaughey, could not be more important in today's news cycle as stories about family separation and illegal aliens echo the realities more than 4,000 Latin American citizens faced during World War II. Her new book is The Tango War, The Struggle for the Hearts, Minds, and Riches of Latin America During World War II. The book is published by St. Martin's Press, and we welcome Mary Jo McConaughey to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. I'm glad to be here.
It's a wonderful pleasure to have you. Given that you have covered Latin America as a reporter for some three decades, what brought you to the subject of specifically during World War II?
I had been fascinated by World War II since I was a kid. And while I was reporting in Latin America, sometimes little bits and pieces of information about World War II in the region fell into my lap, but I could never follow them up because of the press of daily reporting. And, there's another reason. My father was a Navy veteran. And he served all over the world as a naval officer, but he also served in Latin America and Florianopolis and Rio and Buenos Aires, Montevideo, and he would tell me just little stories. And then suddenly my father was gone. I had no one to ask, and I could not find a single book in English that could tell me the whole arc of what had happened in Latin America during that period. And so I decided to write the book I wanted to read.
So how much of what was happening globally during World War II was being mirrored in Latin America, and how much of it was very much very different and very much in its own bubble, if you will, compared to what was happening elsewhere in the world?
Well, Joe, if I leave the reader with one impression from this book, I want it to be that war, once it started anywhere, does not have limits in space, in geography, or in time, for that matter. People there still talk about the repercussions of it. World War II was something that Roosevelt was most concerned about with regard, at first, to Latin America, because just as in other parts of the world, specifically parts of the world that became the Axis, there were fascist movements. This is the mirror you're talking about. They weren't necessarily hooked to the Reich, to National Socialists, to Nazis. They were very often homegrown because the same effects of the Depression, of these kind of concerns were affecting the Latin American continent, and there was a great deal of admiration for the way the fascist countries were handling the need for industry. Remember, Mussolini made the trains run on time, and this is something a lot of Latin countries would just as soon have had any railroad system at all, let alone one that ran
right
on time. So there was admiration for the fascist dictators, and some of the dictators in Latin America were themselves fascist. The way it was different was only because the actual bloodletting did not take place in the Latin continent. However, 25,000 Brazilian soldiers, the Smoking Cobras, did go to Italy to fight alongside the Allies. Their blood was let. Why did they call themselves the Smoking Cobras? Because Hitler had once said, oh, sure, the Brazilians will fight when the snake smokes. And so they took that and put that on their patch, a smoking cobra. And there was blood spilled on the part of Mexicans who fought in what they called the Soaring Aztecs, which was an air unit that flew alongside the Americans in the Philippines with MacArthur. But the reason that Roosevelt was so concerned about Latin America was the geography. Remember that hump of Brazil, if you can picture it, that goes out into the Atlantic was only 1,800 miles from that hump of Africa that came out, and that hump of Africa was soon occupied by Nazi forces. And he knew that the resources of Latin America, tungsten, rubber, especially oil, was going to be necessary for any war machine and had to at least be denied to the enemy and probably taken over for the United States.
So let's talk about that for a moment, because you write about it extensively, of what Latin America had that those warring parties needed.
Latin America had tungsten, which is needed for tanks to prevent these projectiles from piercing them. They had platinum, which is found in very few places in the world. It's a very rare element, or metal. And it was controlled in Colombia, for instance, by Nazi collaborators. Rubber was incredibly important. And if you remember the World War II history, very early in the war, the Japanese invaded those places from which the U.S. got rubber in the South Pacific. And the U.S. needed to find a place to find rubber. Mark Twain once said that war is God's way of teaching people geography. And it's true. Very quickly, the war planners pinpointed the Amazon as a place to get the rubber. You needed 20,000 rubber parts in any battleship. You needed a ton of rubber for a fighter pilot. So, again, in a certain way, while there were no battles, blood was spilled because you had 50,000 rubber soldiers. Those are Brazilians who were recruited to harvest rubber for the Allies in the Amazon jungle. And only 20,000 of them survived the war. Now, oil, of course, was extremely important. And the most reserves of all of Latin America were in Mexico. Mexico's president, for my money, the greatest Mexican president, Lázaro Cárdenas, the first one to really attempt to put into action the reforms of that very important Mexican constitution that came out of their revolution, was a Democrat. He wanted to support the Allies and especially the United States. But the history of Mexico, which which we took half the territory during the wars of the 19th century, was such that it was just not popular to overtly support the United States. And he, too, had his fascist and very right-wing opposition. Nevertheless, he wanted to sell the oil, but who prevented it was the oil companies, the big oil itself, that is Shell, Standard, Texaco, because they traditionally had been the big customers of Mexican oil. And when Cárdenas nationalized Mexican oil, willing to sell at market prices to the United States or anyone else, big oil boycotted Mexican oil. So that in the end, Mexico, I argue, was responsible for Hitler's first victory, He had to sell the oil. Big oil had an embargo. He sold it to a man named William Davis, also called the Mystery Man of World War II by the New York Times for his machinations. And he took that oil, sold it to the Reich, had a state-of-the-art refinery built in Hamburg by Fred Koch, the father of the Koch brothers, Charles and David, who are much in the news. And between them, they were able to process the oil so important for the German Air Force in those first victories and the occupation of France and Poland.
One of the things that is fascinating about the book is because there you do warn about the rise of fascism and authoritarian governments. And of course, we look at how Latin America is being represented now in the news. So all of this history comes at a very good time for us, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, speaking of mirrors, history is absolutely critical for being able to discern what's happening around us today. There was a heinous program called Safe Passages to kidnap Latin Americans of Japanese and German heritage. 6,000 of them were taken in this operation and used as hostages to trade for U.S. citizens caught behind enemy lines. Now, Japanese Americans, whom we incarcerated in, I think, 120,000 of them, were not the same as Latin Americans. Latin Americans seemed to be lesser. They were people from our backyard. We could dismiss them in a way. And I call it the first extraordinary rendition, taking people from other countries and using them for our own political purposes. These are the kinds of things that happen, this demeaning of an entire people as security risks, for instance, or as lesser than we are, that creeps in. And it's not only in times of crisis, genuine crisis, it's in times of fabricated crisis, which one could argue is being created now and is the reason that, especially in these days, Latin Americans are being pictured as a security risk and dark forces. It's happened before.
The name of the book is The Tango War, The Struggles for the Hearts, Minds, and Riches of Latin America During World War II. The book is published by St. Martin's Press. Mary Jo McConaughey, I thank you very much for spending time with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Again, the name of the book is The Tango War. The book is published by St. Martin's Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.